better. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Police investigate a gruesome murder of an unidentified man after his dismembered body was found stuffed in a trunk near the Ndola Kitwe Duo carriageway. In African news, M23 rebels suspend peace talks with DR Congo government. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. An unidentified man has been murdered in a Chimwa area on the Copper Belt, with his body dismembered and stuffed in a trunk that was dumped near the Ndola Duo Kitwe carriageway. The trunk, which was discovered by members of the community, contained the victim's torso with the head and lower limbs missing. These were later found at another location in Ndola. Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Pethia Siandenge confirmed the incident in a statement, stating that the matter was reported by Lima Posa Ward Councillor Lakson Filongwe. Mr. Siandenge said police rushed to the scene and found a locked trunk on the roadside, about 24 kilometers from Kitwe CBD and 2.6 kilometers off Ndola Kitwe Duo carriageway. He explained that upon opening the trunk, police found the body of a male person stuffed inside, adding that the body had no head and both legs had been severed at the lower limbs. Mr. Siandenge stated that cuts appeared fresh with visible burns on the chest and the deceased was unclothed and is suspected to have been killed elsewhere before being dumped. Mr. Siandenge said the location appears to be a secondary crime scene. He further disclosed that while still at the scene, officers received information that their colleagues at Ndola Hillcrest Police had discovered two human legs and a head near Hillcrest Clinic in Ndola. Mr. Siandenge said investigations have been launched. Residents of Mwapolepole village under Chiwelelo ward in Kapirimponji are appealing to government to take development to their area. A 65-year-old woman, Esna Chiwe, who spoke on behalf of others, lamented to Kombon Radio News that their community has been lagging behind in terms of infrastructure development. Mrs. Chiwe has cited the need for policymakers to facilitate for the construction of a police post, adding that criminal activities have increased in that community. She further expressed concern over continued challenges in accessing healthcare services, especially maternal services, as expectant mothers have to cover long distances to access medical attention.
Zeni, si, trofa police post, pati ni mkuu wa police post, kutoa leti na kwa kwa mkuu wa kumpepi. Zeni, futi, tulefua yeye, kirini kina ifuwe ni, kirini kirefua ifuwe iko kutoa, pamoja kwa leta kufuma kudio kwa samu matiro, so ame ingiwa na mayo, tira tu kwa sela, ame ingiwa lepa pira mungila, lepa pira mungila sasi, kuti na nchuwelelo, kulia ku, kuti fati kwa sasa. Niku kana kulwe Na utofa baba buteko balolo shape batu afuisheko Watu wafuishe kuna ife kuria kule mne kati kuria abantu wakwate kwa kati nye mbatu kwate kune chipita lifu fine watu wafuishe kutu wapapa
Mukushi is Musa Kamba area councillor Abiton Kunda has welcomed the council's decision to repossess 120 undeveloped plots in Mukushi town. Mr. Kunda, who is also chairperson of the Planning and Engineering Committee, explained that the underdeveloped plots are hindering the growth of the district's township area. He noted that the town requires more decent housing and well-planned trading infrastructure to accelerate development. Mr. Kunda added that repossessing of the plots is expected to facilitate organized development and contribute to the overall modernization of Mukushi town.
Planning and Engineering Committee. This we have to possess them so that we give people who are serious. Development is not about something which is not developed. It's about the infrastructure which is happening in the district. That is development. Now, if we have this property for many, many years without developing it, how are we going to develop, of course? We need shops, we need houses, we need many things, of course. Whatever the planning is planning should happen in Mukoshi.
Kalulushi Member of Parliament Kampamba Mlenga has expressed a deep concern about the welfare of communities affected by mining activities in Chambishi area. Speaking in an interview with Kumban Radio News, Ms. Mlenga highlighted that some individuals have received compensation while others have been left out, raising questions about the fairness of the compensation process. She also emphasized the need for the government to provide alternative solutions for displaced communities rather than simply relocating them without adequate support. Ms. Mlenga stressed that government should prioritize the well-being and rights of the people over mining interests. The MP further raised concerns about the health impacts of mining on local communities in Chambishi, citing the need for medical checkups and the water testing.
It's my role, I'm an elected leader, to find out exactly what kind of compensation is being given to the people. When I toured these areas, there are still complaints. Some of these people have not been compensated. Only some people were compensated. And so what happens to the others that have not been compensated? Number one. Number two, when you look at compensation and you say these people must vacate the area, you as government, we as leadership, we should be able to find them an alternative. Which was their face? Was it the mine or the people? And when they're telling them the best, it's not like these people are living along the tailing dam. When they best, these things travel kilometers to this community. Okay? So if there is anyone that government or anything that government should be censoring, it is the mining entity for protection. Yes, these people have lived there for a very long time. And no one, and I tell you, no one can encourage illegality. But a human being comes first before the people.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitego, Zama Order, Zamanaka.